Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. Happy Friday. It's February 20th, 2015. Thank you for joining us again. It's been an awesome week. If you don't know, now you do. Monday through Friday, same time, same station. We are now 5 days a week. Yay, go team. So thank you for supporting us here on UCY. If you haven't yet, if you're partial to us, it's okay. We love you too, but make sure you check out the other programs as well. They're happening all the time. So you may just be in love with someone else and not even know it. I'm really excited about tonight's show. We have a lot of topics to cover. Some good articles came out this week on theantimedia.org. Did you know that we do that? Yeah, we're awesome. So I want to go over a couple of those that are relative to the topics that I want to speak on. You know, on Fridays, we try and balance all the news and politics with a little information in regards to you. We focus a lot on introspection and, sorry, I got to take off my necklace there. Introspection and the ways in which we can be our most awesome in a not so awesome world. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the motion of life. And I feel like a lot of people have unnecessary stress. And I've lived a life full of quote unquote trauma, which is a matter of perception. But because of it, I feel like I'm inclined to point out other said facts. If that makes any sense. Like, you can only share what you have. And be experienced, we gain knowledge if we allow ourselves. So, cool things I've learned this week that I didn't know. Maybe it's cool, maybe not so cool. If you want to refer to cool, also known as horrifying. So, the McDonald's breakfast burrito has more than 100 ingredients. Ew. We talk a lot about food freedom on our program. It's been one of our main points of conversation for quite some time, and I personally have been a fighter for food freedom since my youth. I began cooking when I was 5. I pretty much told my mom, like Matilda status, I got this lady, I don't need you to take care of me anymore, just let me use a knife and I can handle my business. No joke. I remember being fascinated with the not only the idea of creation but nourishment as well. Like, I loved feeding my grandma and I would make her potatoes and eggs like every day. So just the satisfaction of preparing ingredients and putting your love and your energy into them and then using that kinetic energy to literally nourish the life of someone else is so beautiful. And how sad that we've lost our connection to our food. It's really a lovely experience to not only have that shared commonality with your food and respect for it, because I feel like it tastes better and it gives you more of what you need, but to understand where it comes from, you know, and to share it with someone else as well is a great experience. And I feel like we've been robbed of that in our culture. Like, everything's going so fast, you know, or go, 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 go. But what are we rushing towards? You know, like, why are people constantly in motion? Where are they going? Yeah, I don't know. Truthfully, I'd like to hope that we're all evolving in a forward fashion as opposed to racing into destruction. So If we keep eating weird Franken food, like the food served at McDonald's, I have a feeling that the latter is going to be more prevalent because you guys, it's not that hard. You are literally made of what you eat. There are 30 trillion cells in your body, and their goal every second, every moment is healing and repairing. So essentially, when you eat something that's just ridden with chemicals and whatever else, you are allowing yourself to essentially be made of that. Because whatever you feed yourself is literally what your body is going to use to create, to continuously create, in this process of homeostasis. So you've heard me say this before. It's like, do you want to be a cheeseburger or do you want to be like a cucumber or kale or whatever the case? And don't get me wrong, like I eat toxins, can't be completely free of them, but just being mindful of them, and setting certain standards. Like once I tell you what's in this McDonald's burrito, I'm not sure if in say you like going there, maybe this will change your mind, okay? So this was written by Jonathan Schoenfield. I don't know how to say your name, bro. I apologize. On February 19th, it's on the antimedia.org, and he says, McDonald's never fails to surprise us. Their CEO recently quit after having a year with one of the lowest profit margins ever. They had made laughable attempts to shake the junk food label and recover an abandoned marketplace. So that's encouraging, right? They had one of their worst profit margins ever. So people are becoming more aware of food, FOOD versus food, which is spelled PHEW, WD. It's not food. It looks like food and it smells like food, but it's not. It's an imposter. So unfortunately for McDonald's, the more information the public knows about their so-called food, the more they are turning to other options. To McDonald's credit, the egg in the breakfast burrito did start with real eggs. Similar to the way Dr. Frankenstein started with a real human before creating a monster. The eggs, also known as pre-cooked egg product, derived from a farm in Michigan and are processed with 20 different chemicals, right before being shipped out. Among these chemicals is carboxymethyl cellulose. Okay, I can't even say that. It's a binding agent usually found in adhesives and sodium benzoate, the chemical that gives fireworks that whistling sound. Ooh. These chemicals are used in the food industry to thicken and preserve foods. The other ingredients that make up the burrito are the pre-cooked sausage crumbles and the cheese. Ironically, there's a McDonald's ad in this article. It's really funny. Surprisingly, the sausage crumbles do contain some pork, but they are also infused with various other additives, including that weird word, which is a preservative used in vanity products like lipsticks and shower gel. The cheese uses soy lecithin, lecithin, whatever, to prevent the cheese from sticking to each other during packing. I had some tequila, guys, I'm not gonna lie. Choose your toxins wisely, okay? You gotta be smart with the way you ingest your toxins. Soy lecithin is linked to weight fluctuations and gastrointestinal problems. Lastly, the tortilla is loaded with chemical preservatives just before joining the rest of the products and called a burrito. The breakfast burrito, our lab experiment, depending on how you look at it, has about 300 calories, 12 grams of protein, 790 milligrams of sodium, which is more than a third of the recommended daily amount, along with another 500, I'm just kidding, another like 90 ingredients that I'll save you the trouble of hearing me try and pronounce them while I'm tipsy. So I wanted to share that with you guys just to give you an example of something that's common in our society. Like McDonald's food is something that's really prevalent. Like there are so many McDonald's around the country, and how many of us haven't been there? I'm sure there's not that many, but we've become desensitized, right? We have this disconnection. Why does that exist? Why is it important that we change the way in which we think about our food? Well, you can't go on eating chemicals and expect to have a body that is able to sustain them. Like a lot of these things that we're eating are man-made, first of all, and they're compounding, meaning that they don't leave your body. Like they are not naturally expelled, so they're just stacking within you. And the body becomes overburdened at certain times by these things, and it can't handle too many things at once. Like, imagine if you're trying to go get traffic in and out of a revolving door, but people aren't moving fast enough, and things will get clogged, right? And eventually the system will just not function. Nothing will go in or out. Well, the body's kind of the same way. Like, it can handle a certain amount of toxins, but if there are too many, there's going to be like a jam, and then there's going to be a problem in the system. And that's important because if you keep putting these chemicals in you and you're not even aware of it, okay, let's say that, and then you're not aware of how to expel them or how to combat them, and it creates like a lot of free radical damage in your body. So that these toxins are literally like roaming around inside of you, unable to be processed and just causing havoc, essentially. So that's why you want to be made of good stuff. Like, just be mindful of what you're eating and where it comes from. And I've been working on a community garden for like, oh man, I started practicing gardening like 3 years ago, and I haven't really had a place to do it until recently. So I'm really excited to get that going, and I'm hoping that I can encourage my neighbors who all have ample space to do the same, even if we just grow a little bit here and there and barter. How amazing would that be? My whole purpose behind doing that is not only to be healthier, but to build a community. Like, people would have ample time to do what's in their heart if they didn't have to spend all their time at a job to make money to eat, right? Like, say food's free. Like, what would you do with your time if food was free? Like, that's what I want everyone to get excited about. And if we work together, we could grow enough food to sustain people, and we could localize things and be healthier. We'd save fuel driving food across the country. The only thing I'm concerned with, though, is the weird weather patterns. Like, it's been very strange all over. A lot of my friends have been encouraging me to check out some of the geoengineering. What do you guys think about that? You should call me and we should have a discussion. It's something that's been hot on my mind, and kind of apparent. Like, think about it. Like, there are patterns in nature, and sometimes things occur and it makes you go, that's strange. But anyways, food freedom's important. If the weather holds up, doesn't get all batshit crazy on us, maybe we could grow our own food. So that would be exciting. So the importance of experiencing actual compounds goes beyond health, believe it or not. It's about not only being healthy, but you guys hear me say this a lot, is like being connected. Something amazing happens when you recognize that you are a product of nature. And you kind of remove this boundary that separates you from everything else. Like, have you ever noticed how we're taught to realize what's different about another? Like, why is that something that's apparent in our minds? Instead, why don't we go, what's the same? So, what if everybody looked at everybody else like another version of them? That would be amazing. But have this desire for people just to be themselves, be their best themes. And a lot of times, I feel like people can't achieve that because they're essentially made of things that are hindering them from doing so. And a lot of the times, it's by choice. And it kind of plagues me because How can a creature that is literally self-sustaining, you are born with an immune system, how incredible is that? Like, how can you purposefully hinder yourself? And I'm guilty too. I mean, obviously, like I drink tequila, that's technically a poison, right? So why do we do these things though? It's to appeal to our senses. And then I wonder, why am I trying to appeal to my senses? And then I realize, like, this is an experience, right? Okay, so why am I having this experience? To grow, to evolve. Okay, so why do I want to do that though? Well, I want to grow and evolve so I can be my best me. So why not just try and be the best me all the time? Having this perception has led me to come in contact with a lot of awesome people. You guys have heard me refer to John Finch a few times. He's an herb teacher and a nutritionist and really amazing, amazing doctor here in San Diego. And he writes some cool articles, and I really like to reference him because he's a cool old guy and he knows a lot of good information, and I really honor our elders. Like, they have so many treasures to give us if we just pay attention. And I came across his article where he's talking about a natural compound and how it can assist with healing, and there are a lot of other benefits that go along with DMSO. And this article's called, "It's Funny How Some Things Resonate at Different Times in Our Lives." Interestingly, as a health educator, I've been hearing about the benefits of DMSO from students and associates for 30 years. Last year, my son slammed into a tree snowboarding and injured his finger, causing inflammation and pain. And for most of us, this world, I'm sorry, and for most of us, this would be a minor inconvenience, but he's a professional guitar player and he couldn't play or teach. And a friend advised him to apply DMSO. Not knowing about it, he called me to see if it would be safe and effective. I told him that the limited research I'd done on it indicated that it was natural, safe, and effective. And I always like to confirm the latest information on things, so I checked it out more thoroughly. What I found was a total validation of what I informed my son of, and more. I started discussing it in classes to determine if any of my students had a personal experience with it. One student said he'd been using it for years in his massage practice and traded with me for a bottle. DMSO, or diethyl sulfide, is a natural organic compound in the sulfur cycle of plants. It is produced from a byproduct of paper making. Lignin is a fiber in wood pulp that must be removed, allowing the wood fibers to be managed into flat paper. This provides an abundance of inexpensive lignin for producing DMSO. It is marketed as a clear liquid with some very interesting properties. The list of literally hundreds of conditions DMSO has prevented, relieved, or cured is long indeed. It has been described by nearly everyone who has used it in the past 60 years as a true medical miracle. So, some of the applications. According to Mr. Finch here, he applied it to someone with leg sores that had not responded to months in regards to the medications that his dermatologist had given him. An application of 20% DMSO and 80% aloe vera cleared it up in a week. He applied some with a facial, applied it, I'm sorry, he applied it to someone with facial dandruff that had not responded to treatment, and it totally controlled the condition. Application to the scalp has been used to stimulate hair growth for many individuals. So people who have rare conditions where they lose their hair, like I know a few people that can actually help. In a case of a toe fungus, application of DMSO cleared up the condition in a few days. It has been used to successfully treat fungal and other infections of the skin, ranging from athlete's foot to acne. In fact, one student with severe pocking of the skin due to acne cleared up her face in about 1 week. Apply DMSO directly to the eyes of someone with blepharitis, which is an inflammatory condition of the oil glands, creates an affliction known as dry eyes, which is generally considered chronic. This condition was cleared up in a few days after struggling with it for 2 years. I found that doctors have been treating eye conditions such as retinitis pigmentosa, which is macular degeneration, with 40% DMSO for 40 years. In some cases, improving vision from 20/200 to 20/100 in 2 weeks, and even 20/50 after some time. That's really impressive. Have you guys ever heard of this before? I hadn't before this. I was inspired to incorporate some of the balm I've been making and marketing for 25 years for soft tissue injuries, arthritis, and pain. The response was overwhelmingly positive, so I increased the amount and got even better feedback. Then I realized that DMSO, being a great solvent, would more effectively carry the healing properties of the herbs I've been using in the balm into the body. I hurt my knee playing basketball and applied balm with DMSO, and the pain and inflammation subsided, and I can work out with no problem. And the testimonials from others validate its effectiveness for soft tissue injuries. In fact, it has been used for more than 50 years on racehorses and Olympic athletes. In 2007, the US FDA granted fast track designation on clinical studies of DMSO uses in its reduction of brain tissue swelling following traumatic brain injury. So no doubt prompted by the controversy about head trauma to football players and boxers, as well as the 40,000 veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan that have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries they received in combat. Many more veterans may be suffering without diagnosis or treatment, experts say. So there are natural remedies. That's kind of a weird way to end that article. Sorry, that's how I ended it. Not to discredit the veterans that may or may not be suffering, but hey, maybe you're having trouble with your insurance or getting help. There are natural alternatives to pain relief. I try and share with you guys what I come across during the week. Have you ever heard of this before, DMSO? It has a lot of different applications. I encourage you guys to look it up, see if it could benefit you. Of course, I don't suggest that you stop any remedies or withhold from any treatment that you may need to be your best, but I just encourage you to do some research. It's only when we expand our knowledge base without any hesitation that do we not hinder ourselves. That's a good segue for my next topic. I speak to you guys often about mindfulness and meditation. It's so crucial to kind of ending this process, I think, of disconnection that we have in so many different areas of our lives. We're taught this perpetual motion, especially within the American culture. We're constantly on a schedule, and we've always got somewhere to be, and there's always a holiday coming up, or you know what I mean? Like we're constantly scheduled and doing things, and that programs us to be in this machine, if you will. And as a result, especially existing within it, I feel like a lot of people grow up very confused, like not understanding what it is to be in their body. And a lot of people in our culture don't partake in any particular religion. Not saying that they should or shouldn't, but I want to make the point that mindfulness, meditation, consciousness, gratitude, affirmations, prayer, being thankful, being aware, like these are all words that are interchangeable. Like they kind of mean, they're referring to the same thing. They're synonyms, and I think that a lot of times people get caught up on the word. And they spend time arguing about the word rather than the meaning. And I think the point I'm trying to make here is that regardless of your age, your sex, your race, your belief in God, or creation or evolution or whatever the case, there are so many benefits to just being. How might we call it that? We'll call it being. And I like to tell people, like, you should be a human being, not a human doing. And it couldn't be simpler to state personal experience, like just being alone. And I call it a mental defrag. It's literally like a mental defrag because you organize all the parts of your mind and put them back together in an organized fashion. And you feel this, you feel that, you know? Oh, I had such an incredible experience I want to tell you guys about before I read this article. I did the self hypnosis, like, gosh, I want to say 4 or 5 weeks ago, maybe even 6 weeks ago now. But I listened to this, I went on YouTube and I typed in guided meditation, like self hypnosis, right? And I found this video and I listened to it and I really let myself get into it. And I've recorded these for you guys before. Like, I'm sure you can find them in the archives. But guided meditation is the way to go because you can really listen to the people who are speaking and focus enough on them to allow yourself to relax, you know, to get walked through these steps of relaxation. But you're in control. And if they're doing a good job, they empower you to feel that being in your body. And I had that experience where I've never listened to self-hypnosis before. And it was so profound. I was listening, and in the recording, the man says, "Now close your eyes and imagine that they're sealed shut, right?" So I do. And then he's like, "Okay, now try and open them." You know, he's like, "We're concreting them together." And I tried to open them, and I literally could not open my eyes. So it's like I literally sealed them shut. So just have that, like, that feeling of power and control over your body is wonderful. But then you get to release from it. I had this really amazing, like, vision, and I want to share it with you guys, and I want you to tell me what it means if you know. Okay, so here I am, like, not quite in my body, you know, just kind of exploring the weightfulness of being, and I'm ascending, like, towards the sky, the heavens, or the sky, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And there's, like, this really gorgeous landscape, and the clouds are, like, multicolored and fluffy, and they're illuminated, you know, they're just so vibrant, and it's very ethereal. And I'm ascending, and the top half of my body are, like, I'm a tiger. My whole body's a tiger, and I'm, like, kind of this lifeless tiger vertical in the air and just, like, going towards the heavens. And then I get to this suspended plane, you know, where everything's just kind of calm. And there's this opal archway, like old style, like Colosseum. And there's just the most gorgeous view everywhere. And the bottom half of my body turns to a koi fish. So now I'm like tiger slash koi. And I know that I must, like, fly under this arch. So I do. And immediately as I pass under it, my whole body just changes. And I turn into this old, and I know I'm ancient, really long, like gray slash white dragon. And I have this, it's like I look like a Chinese dragon, and I have this really long white, like, mustache slash beard. And that was it. I, you know, I came I just kind of, I don't remember anything after that. But, oh, wow, that was amazing. And just that happened for me, that peaceful separation. It's ironic, like you have to get out of yourself to get into yourself. And I was going through like one of the most stressful times I've had in a long time. And I came back like with such clarity. I literally sent like 20 messages as soon as I came out of that meditation, and pew, things just started happening. Like, this is a very powerful time. I've been calling it the year of truth. I think I'm not alone in this, you know. I don't think so intently of myself that I feel separate from anyone, and I know that the transformation going on within me is definitely prevalent and evident and consistent within the lives of others. You, probably even you, right now, this moment, you're changing, and collectively, humanity is changing. And just reading articles, like we share this from the Liberty Beat on the anti-media, and it's something that's very common now and prevalent, is mindfulness meditation is very healthy and beneficial. And this one in particular talks about how it's gonna assist to help people who have troubled sleep. So, a new study published in the Internal Medicine Journal suggests that mindfulness meditation practice may help older people who have trouble sleeping. Research of the University of Southern California at Los Angeles examined 49 people who were at least 55 years old and suffered from moderately disturbed sleep. Oh, where'd my article go? Hey guys, my web page went down. Oh no! But the point is that there are ample studies that suggest that meditation is healthy for people who partake. And I've done a whole show on meditation before where I really broke down the science and the reactions that are physiologically occurring within the brain. And why it's important to have this type of practice in your life. And I want to help you remove the stigma that may be in your mind regarding it. Maybe you're being prevented from doing it because of the religious beliefs that may be associated with it, or superstitions. And it's just I want to change your perception in the sense that it's a state of being, okay? Like, you're being a specific way when you're awake, okay? You're being a specific way when you're asleep, or a specific way when you're intoxicated or when you're aroused. Like, you have a specific state of existence, correct? And perhaps mindfulness or meditation is a experience that you have yet to experience. And how exciting would it be to have a new experience, and to learn a new skill? Like, I've been doing it for 10 years now, at least 10 years, and I learn more every time I do, not only about myself, but about everyone else. And it's profound. Like, I crave it. I wish I could do it all day. And it really becomes such a drug. In the sense that no other experience can compare to you. And you realize, like, wow, I am so incredible. And you just kind of develop this untouchable self-awareness slash affinity for yourself. And when you have that, you're untouchable. And it's magnetic. It's like watching insects get drawn to light, you know. And what an amazing way to be. So by learning to meditate, you can reap the benefits. which are relaxation, increased energy, and the most awesome part, I think, is a new perspective on your life. And I'm not telling you how to do it, but or what exactly you can experience, but it really reaffirms the idea that we're all kinetic, that everything is connected. Oh, excuse me. So something that's really common in our society, especially now at times, is emotions. You know, people being diagnosed with things like depression and insomnia and bipolarness and what the hell or else are they calling it? Psychotic or neurotic or multiple personality disorders. First of all, please stop making up words and disorders and conditions. You're confusing me. Stop it. We have too many names for things. We really need to calm down. I had an interesting theory last week when I thought, you know, instead of using words, we should all really go back to like symbols. I think that we really complicate things by giving them sounds because not only do the words have meaning, but the way that they create a sound has meaning. And like, imagine if symbols didn't have sounds. Like, or that the characters that we use to describe things didn't make sound. It was just a book was a book. And, you know, the certain things were certain things. I'm getting off on a tangent. Wow, I don't even know how I got there. That's amazing. I think what I was trying to say earlier, my point is that being in your body and practicing things like meditation can not only be beneficial to you, but can be proactive and reactive in changing the paradigm in which we exist. And so many amazing teachers from our past, so many people that we've called prophets, have taught us the same thing. And whatever you don't repair, you repeat. So why does our humanity keep getting caught in this cycle of desired a consensus for desire of widespread lack of suppression? And I'm trying to choose my words carefully here because what is freedom? I think people all desire the ability to be, and we get frustrated because our societies are set up in a manner to which in which this is possible. So how do you change it? Well, instead of dwelling on the fact that it is not a place in which you can just be and do, you've got to create the reality in which you can just be and do. And oh, here we go. I'm back on my topic now. I remember. Yay, go brain. And what's so common in our society, which freaking plagues me, is that all these words, there we go, back on topic, these words that we use to describe conditions, we just made them up. In essentially, they're hindering because, and I'll give you an example. 7 years ago, I was quote unquote diagnosed with this disease. I have quote unquote Crohn's disease. And okay, and the symptoms of this disease are increased sensitivity to foods. I throw up or like my body just rejects food either up or down. You know, you do the imagining there. It just sometimes it's highly reactive to things. And I like to think that I don't have Crohn's disease. I have an awesome bullshit detector where my body goes, "That's not food." Ah! And it like literally expels it however in which way it can. And interestingly enough, when I don't eat chemicals or weird stuff, I'm fine. But when I eat processed junk or weird stuff, I'm having quote unquote Crohn's disease. And the treatment was, honestly, I don't even know because I told my doctor to his face, like, "I'm not taking any drugs. You're going to have to find another way to help me." You know, long story short, I don't have that doctor. I immediately withdrew myself as his patient. I stopped seeing him. And I went to see a nutritionist. And the first thing I did was I cut out all sugar, all forms of sugar, because sugar feeds inflammation. And I was informed that I really needed to do some healing in my belly, because your immune system lives in your belly. And I drink a lot of aloe juice, like raw aloe juice is amazing healer. You heard me reading about that earlier. And then I just started eating really clean. And essentially, within 28 days, like I felt like a whole new woman. And it's so empowering to alter your body. And that's just by food. Imagine if you had more control over the way you feel. And I think that we've lost our power of our emotions because we've become victim in a sense to these words, right? Like imagine if I lived on the crutch of Crohn's disease and I didn't take the power in my mind and in my life to go, freak that, I'm not taking drugs for the rest of my life, bro. Like there's gotta be another way. How much money would I be spending every month on drugs? What would the reactions in my body be because of those drugs? Would I be getting better? How would I feel? And I wonder how many people just accept the fact that someone told them they have this condition or this disease, which please understand if I'm not trying to discredit anybody who may have, any signs of depression or if you've been diagnosed with a condition or a disease and you identify with that, that's fine. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm trying to help you understand that the master of your body did not run off and leave you masterless. Like you're in there, right? You are inside of you and you operate that machine, okay? Now, what if you found a quiet place? Let's try something, okay? Right now, let's do it immediately. What if you just stopped what you're doing and just sat down for a few minutes? Okay, can you do that? Seriously, just stop what you're doing. And close your eyes and focus on a comfortable position. Like, do you want to lay down? Do you want to sit down? You should decide within like the next minute because I want to rock your world. With just a little intention, I want to provoke within you like a feeling of control. I'm going to use some really powerful words and maybe some sounds, and I want you to notice what you're feeling in your body as you hear my words and as you relax, okay? So make sure you're comfortable, and first thing I want you to do is close your eyes. Okay, now I want you to breathe in deeply through your nose. And now blow all of that tension out through your mouth. Do you feel yourself relaxing? Like just the intention of that really big, deep breath. So you can choose to relax your body if you want. So just keep breathing a nice steady pattern until you feel like you don't have to think about it anymore so that it's natural. But you want to do so with a slow intention at first until you realize that breathing that way feels really good. Now I want you to imagine that you are the most safe, comfortable environment that you can. And I want you to imagine that you're being hugged, literally, from every possible angle and positioned on your body. Like, imagine that you're wrapped in a little burrito blanket, or even being caressed like by thousands of people just hugging you all at the same time, and every cell in your body feels warm. And you can feel this pressure on your body, and it's amazing. And you're so calm and you're okay with it. And then you realize that you feel tingly, like literally, like from the tips of your toes, creeping up to the tops of your feet, and slowly moving up your legs. Is this really cool, tingly feeling? And you can't quite understand why or how, but now you feel it in your knees, and now you feel it in your thighs, and it's so soothing in contrast to the warmth that you feel in the rest of your body. And you can't decide which you like more, so you want to have both. So I want you to imagine that your left leg is tingly and that your right leg is hot, and that the left upper part of your body is hot and the right upper part is cold. Now switch everything the opposite way. Whew. How does that feel? So now I want you to relax and return the temperature of your body to a normal one. And I want you to notice how light you feel. Like everything seems to be breathing within you. As you take deep breaths and exhale, you feel yourself getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And every time you breathe in or out, you literally double the lightness of your body. And pretty soon, you feel like you're hovering just above the surface of yourself. And ever so gently, you feel yourself lift and separate from the matter of your being. And you realize that that's just a vessel. It's a wonderful place to be, and you love it. That's not what you are. That's the place where you experience what you are. But it's important. It's important to love that part of you. And part of this is recognizing that all the parts of you are amazing. And you know it. So I want you to relax. Know that you can return to your body or not, whichever you decide, with a newfound appreciation for not only the way in which it matters, but how it feels to exist. A really quick little guided impromptu, really, exercise to demonstrate to you guys. You are the master. You live inside of yourself. So meditation can be really powerful to connecting. So tonight we talked about fake food versus real food, and what do you want to eat? Something that I've reiterated too many times, really not enough because fast food is still a thing and chemicals are still like conventional. I'm gonna do my best to share with you guys information in regards to how our society has changed, not only in the way that we produce food, but in the manner in which we consider its importance to our sustainability. And we spoke about herbs, DHMO, something you guys may or may not have heard of, which is a natural compound. That is a derivative that arises from making paper, which has a lot of health benefits as well as applications. I want to give credit to Mr. John Finch, whose article I read to you. He's a local herbology teacher slash nutrition teacher here in San Diego. He was trained by a famous woman, the lovely Rosemary Gladstar, who is a wonderful teacher of herbs. So John's one of people who I admire for his work. He shares old world philosophy in the sense that everything is kinetic and we've become disconnected from our mother. And I join him on his mission. Call me what you will. So that was cool. We talked a little bit about some articles on the anti-media. We spoke on all the awesome ingredients in McDonald's burrito. You want one now, don't you? So I use that just to demonstrate like something that is so conventionally accepted is so freaking bizarre. Like that, why is that normal, you guys? Like we've become very sedentary. And it plagues me because I wonder like how can a species that is literally born sustaining intentionally hinder itself? Why do we do that? Essentially not taking control of our health is allowing somebody else to be in control of it. Wouldn't you agree? Or perhaps not. Well, maybe you do now after this conversation. Just reminding you guys to be the master of your body. And I suggested that perhaps taking into consideration the importance of eating some real food and how it can contribute to your health would perhaps make you feel more connected to yourself. And a lot of people go, well, I don't know how to grow food or I don't have space. And that's not true, you guys. You can meet up with your neighbor. You guys can share space. The crop sharing is a big thing now. There are a lot of CSAs that are being developed in communities everywhere. I personally am growing a garden and not a ton of space, even though it's available. I'd like to gather more people to help me build this garden. So if you guys are interested, like send an email. I live in Lemon Grove, and I've honestly like want to start implementing like vertical gardens, square box gardening, aquaponics. I want to do a rooftop garden. Like I have the space. I just need the people. So if you guys want to grow some food locally, like please reach out. I have a seed bank. I'm willing to share some of my seeds and even like get them started for you guys if you are really interested. Like let's do it. Like we talk enough about food. It's time to like perpetuate it. I also shared with you guys like a really quick guided meditation exercise just to show you and demonstrate to you the power of intention. I'm intending to help you get well. So and perhaps you could intend to listen. there's so many health benefits to being. Breathing alone is an amazing experience. Did you know you take 10 million breaths a year without even noticing? But if you can control it, you think about it as you're communicating with your body. And if you slow down your breathing, your body goes, okay. You take a tiny pause in between them and just be in your body. And the goal of meditation is not to have no thoughts, but to let the thoughts that occur within you like be analyzed and move through you. So anytime that you start wandering your mind, thinking, oh, about this test or oh, about that, just focus on your breathing. So don't judge yourself. Just be. Like, just realize that you're not trying to accomplish anything but relaxing. And you realize from my personal experience that the more you have this time of being, the more you realize like that everything really is kinetic. I keep using that word that's prominent in my mind today. And it brings a sense of new awareness, essentially. And just having the control, and I've told you guys before, it's like having having the control to stop what you're doing and go, and just to have the power to come back from even like an aggressive moment is profound. And furthermore, like I'd like to empower the people who may or may not be suffering from a mental disorder or an emotional disorder. Do me a favor, like try a guided meditation. Just try it. Try to live in your body. Try to understand the emotions that you're feeling and let them move through you. And just maybe try something different. I want to give a shout out to let's see, what's it called here? I got a new song. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's called Feels Good by Foreign Sun. It's a wonderful song. Plays at the beginning of my show, and I'm really excited to have it. I'm really, really excited to be here with you guys Monday through Friday on UCY.TV. Please check out theantimedia.org for latest news and articles. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. Didn't get any calls tonight. Does anybody want to call me at the end of the show here? It's 718-717-8296. We covered a ton of topics. I try not to rant too much. But I went off on a tangent a few times. Really excited about next week, you guys. I've been doing a lot of training lately, which is partly why I drink tequila before my show tonight. Traveling up to LA a lot. Spending literally all day in conference at Secret Ninja Training. No joke, that's what it's called. And learning a lot about people and the application of skills and the importance of communication and really how to connect to people in a manner in which they hear you. Because we've all got something profound to share, a perspective that is beneficial to everyone else. But being heard is a problem. So I'm really excited this week. I want to share with you guys some study skills for life. I literally want to teach you how to study and not just how to hear things, but how to remember them and how to apply them to your life. So I think that everyone could benefit from that. Some of the things I'm learning. Now, I hope you guys have an awesome week. Make sure you check us out on Monday and have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, my clock's wrong. That's funny. I still have some time. Anyways, I got you guys all excited from the song, and it didn't happen. There it goes.
Yo, here we go through the stereo.